kitchen now. I don't cook no more. But listen to me good. Listen to this. It's very hard for me to try to do things by myself. But when I say, Lord, help me, Lord, help me. I don't care where it said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me, please. Help me, Lord. Just say it till you start crying. That's called repentance. Just say it to Lord, help me. Help me just till you start crying. And once God break that spirit, then he'll walk in and take over. And that's what we're praying for today. Lord, to break that spirit of self and let the will of God manifest his own self. Father God Almighty, in the precious name of Jesus, we come now, Lord. These has come and made manifestation, Father, that they want to come back and renew their spirit with you. They don't want to continue to live the life that they've been living, but they want to come back now, according to your will. We thank you, dear God, for placing that in their spirit and their heart, Father, that they need some help, Father. And Lord, you say whatever we ask in your name, you'll give it. And we plead and we come.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio.
Be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hand.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT.
No need
to worry.
Got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
All right.
It's gonna be all right.
It's really gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
My room, my room, my room, my room. I know you're here, my Lord.
Right now.
I need you.
Right now.
I need you.
As you're listening to this broadcast, you listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now. Call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church.
We need a miracle.
Church.
We need a miracle.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they've never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in that body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke Oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God, telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, well, I've got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day, asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, you know that that situation should be turned around. Write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'd be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your ministering over the radio, you know. And I said, well, Lord, I said, this here, and I turned it up a little bit louder, you know, in my car. But people were looking at me mighty strange when I, you know, stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lifted me up. I woke up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lifted me up when he sent you to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him all at the same time when I was driving the car. My eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says,
mm-hmm.
"Something wrong." And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He given her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing any good, real, but beyond.
You'd see
it. She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew you, you know, when I told you to do it that night before you even met me, I just told you first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Ooh, and that swole up, Ray.
Uh-huh.
And that swole up like they going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor and just cry to the good Lord. The healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir. It sure will.
All right,
yes, sir. Because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away. That was in...
Oh my God, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today for tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 303.
321. That's Reverend Gregory, Gregory P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light, if you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around if you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Something's changing. The glory of the Lord is in this place. I can sense it. I can sense it. Slowly. Miracle just happened. force of miracle. I'll be your miracle. If you're looking for a man in the earth, I'll be the miracle. Show us a miracle. I'll be the miracle. I am your miracle. Woo! Woo! Somebody say, I am your miracle. So God, make me your example. Make me a miracle. I'll be the miracle. Show us a miracle. I need a worshiper who's not playing to lift your voices and say, make me a miracle. I'll be the miracle. Ooh, y'all, I feel that. Show us miracles. 'Cause we are waiting, anticipating the miraculous. Show us
miraculous. This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community.